44 minutes after 7 o'clock from your Synergy Home Care Studios. And good morning, everyone. Oh, hang on a second. Hang on. All right. There we go. Oh, hang on. Okay. All right. That's because...
Are we here?
I didn't change. We're going to... Okay. All right. We're starting over.
Good morning.
Hang on. Forty-four minutes after 7 o'clock on your Tuesday morning. I said we're starting over, so we're starting over.
We'll never get those 2 minutes
back. We'll never get that back. I'm sorry, everyone. But yeah, first time on the board here.
Yeah.
Wyoming history. Ready for it? Beautiful day.
Yeah.
Tuesday, May 5th, Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, yeah, yeah, true. Cinco de Mayo.
We'll get to that in a minute. 1908 was the year. The first meeting of Wyoming farmers.
Wow.
Okay. Sure.
Like, think about that. Where did they meet?
I know.
Coming from Torrington. And
right. Exactly. All
it's
over
a
the 3 day
trip.
He told us to ask less questions about this, about those ones.
Oh, he did? I missed that meeting.
You missed that.
Moving on.
You missed that meeting of the staff. No, I did not ask you to not ask questions. You guys go way in the weeds.
We're too deep.
You're deep. Deep thinkers. Okay. That's all right. Nothing wrong with being a deep thinker. 1830 was the year John Stetson was born.
Stetson hat.
Hey, good job.
I mean, that didn't take a
largest hat factory in the world. Manufacturer.
I don't know what a Stetson hat is, though.
It's
either.
A cowboy hat.
It's a cowboy hat.
Oh, okay,
just go to Jim's office.
He's got a Stetson.
I think it's a Stetson. I didn't look close.
I'm not the guy that's wearing a lot of... Do I look like the guy that's wearing a lot of Stetson hats?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
James, you'd look good in a Stetson. Wouldn't you look good in a Stetson? You'd look
probably
good in a Stetson.
Not.
Yeah, you would.
No,
he'd probably have an expression on his face like, doesn't fit me.
Yeah, but. I'd say I'd look at... I look like a fraud right now. I never do this ever.
All right. 1494, on his second voyage to the Western Hemisphere... Columbus sights Jamaica.
Cool.
Date. Yeah. 1821.
He probably had no idea what it was.
Yeah, right. Except it's really cool with the beaches.
He thought he was like, what is that?
These beaches are awesome. 1821, Napoleon Bonaparte dies in exile on the island of St. Helena.
Hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he wasn't as short as people say he was.
He was short. He's like 5'4".
Yeah. No, 5'6" or 7".
Oh, was he 5'6"? Yeah. Okay.
Tom Cruise size.
That's pretty, pretty short.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're saying he's 5'2 or 5'3.
No.
Below average is what I would say. But right. Yeah, not he's not. Right. Yeah.
Average height is of a man is 5'9".
Oh,
believe
so
it or
below
not.
Below average.
Yeah. The definition of.
Yeah. 1893, the panic of 1893.
What happened?
Hits the New York Stock Exchange.
Oh.
Mm. Yes, on this date. And...
Hmm. If only they knew it was coming 30 years later.
Yeah, really.
1923. Or 33,
so,
I guess.
Cinco de Mayo today.
No, roaring 20s.
Oh, yeah, well, 1929.
Just carrying on your
yeah.
conversation over there.
Oh, hey.
Oh, you're searching for papers.
I know, you were covering.
That's called a filibuster there, Bob.
You were covering for me.
It's called color.
I was looking for something, and they were covering for me. I found it. Cinco de Mayo, Battle of Puebla, took place 1862 during the Franco-Mexican War on this date. The French army was considered one of the strongest in the world at the time of the battle.
Hmm. Okay.
In the U.S., Cinco de Mayo has evolved into a celebration of Mexican-American culture.
Yeah.
More avocados are consumed in Mexico on this date. 70 million pounds. Wow.
A lot of avocados. That's
even though it's a U.S. celebration, you mean Mexican avocados are consumed, not more Mexican?
This says in the U.S. and in Mexico.
Yeah.
Okay.
Today, 70 million pounds of avocados.
Cool.
I have one. I like avocados.
I
avocados.
Usually have at least one or two a week.
Wow.
Whole avocados a week?
Yeah.
One or two?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a lot of avocado.
Oh, I love avocados.
You're going to be bleeding green.
They're in a plastic bag with his eggs.
Yeah.
And I
eat them straight up.
That's right.
I eat them raw. I don't cut them or anything. I just eat them straight out of the skin.
The skin,
got,
too.
I got that feel down for them, too, at the store.
Yeah.
You know, just how long. Yeah, I'm going to buy so many, and how long they're going to last, and how long I'm going to have them.
They got a short lifespan, don't they?
Because they do. Fairly short.
Yeah.
So, anyway, speaking of grocery shopping, how many people say they always check expiration dates out of 10 people?
Not you.
Yeah, not you.
I do.
No, you don't.
Depends on
afterward,
what it is.
After you give it to somebody else.
Yeah, you had moldy Twinkies.
Well, I know. But
that's true.
I was driving.
That's a feat. I mean, you got to send that to Hostess. They'll give you $1 million for that. Getting an expired Twinkie.
I check expiration on fresh produce, eggs, dairy.
Yeah.
I do, too.
It also depends on what store I'm going to.
Okay, now let me ask you this. Do you grab the in the refrigerated department?
Don't do what you're about to do. I know what you're going to say.
Do you grab
from the back?
From the back?
No.
I do if it's salad and it's like 2 days expired on the front one and I know I'm not going to use it.
Okay.
I'll go to the back.
Okay, well, that's different. But for eggs,
I check the
top
date.
One.
I do. I'm going to admit this. I raise my hand. I check the dates on the second, third, fourth.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I do too.
Sure. But then if you don't grab the top one, it's just going to sit there. And then guess what? They're just throwing it away.
Well, that's going to be that 10th person. 9 out of 10 people check expiration dates.
That's a lot.
That's going to be the 10th person that doesn't care that doesn't grab the first one. So that'll get taken.
Or I'm not going to eat the lettuce.
That should be you.
I feel bad that...
I think I'll buy
it. Sorry, it's not my fault.
I'm going to buy this even though it's wilting because I feel bad it's going to be here for a little bit longer.
What do you do, James?
Just give it to the rabbits or something. You know, they don't care.
But, well, if you don't,
whatever they want. It's not cheap right now.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, what is? Nothing. Enchilada day today.
Oh, I love enchiladas.
I do too, yeah.
Enchiladas are delicious.
Yeah, good stuff. Cartoonist day. We have one of those on staff.
Sure. Yes, we do, Grant.
Yes.
Okay.
That's one of his.
We call him a cartoonist? No, I don't know if we call him a cartoonist.
Well, we don't call him a cartoonist.
He is good at drawing.
He's good at.
I don't know if that's what makes a cartoonist, though.
He does cartoonists. I think he does cartoonists.
I was always assuming.
He's listening right now. Yeah. I know he is. And he's going to come in here and he goes, I do this.
I would assume a cartoonist is somebody that would, like, draw cartoons in the newspaper.
He will clarify.
That's what a cartoonist is to me.
That's what I'm thinking, too. Or magazines.
I think I've seen.
What about comic books?
You're an illustrator.
Hmm.
Okay, cartoonist day.
Yeah,
today. All right.
I bet you anything. He'll walk in here. He'll probably say I'm a graphic designer. Yeah.
Well, he's that. Okay. Dog owners admit their pets have a better social life. True or false?
False.
Social life?
Yeah.
I'd say true.
It's true. Most pet owners will admit their furry friend, the star of the show. 66% of pet owners believe their dog has a better social life than they do.
I know somebody that likes to buy their dogs and doesn't like to have them solo. They need to buy them in pairs.
Why? And
who's
you're looking
that?
At Julie.
You.
And he looks. She goes, "Who's that?" And he's looking right at her.
Yeah.
I don't buy them in pairs.
You go when one unfortunately passes away, you're like the other one has to have a pair so that they can bond. Type of
thing. Well, yeah, but before I've had a single dog before. Just depends on the dog.
Yeah.
Some are comfortable. Some aren't.
Have you ever had just one dog?
Oh, yeah. Like 14
Fred?
Years.
Was Fred your solo? Yes. Yeah.
Joey, right. too.
Joey, too. For a long
while.
Time, yeah.
All right. Okay, just checking.
Yeah. You think you can name every dog you've ever had?
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
You know, it would take too long.
Yeah,
on
I was
going to
say. Do the whole show.
I was going to say, we don't have time for the show, probably. As many dogs.
That's you know what's great? I don't know if I could do that.
Yeah, but we've had
makes
hospice
me feel bad.
Dogs, too. So.
Yeah, that's true.
Right, because you've taken in.
Yeah, so. I remember their names. You probably would.
Yeah, that's unfortunate that I...
Of the hospice dogs?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Like off the top of your head, you know them all?
Yeah.
I believe that.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that going to take a long time?
It would take a while.
Oh. Why does that not
Nobody's
surprise
really,
me?
Nobody's really... I mean, you know.
No. Okay. You got a whole cemetery
Wouldn't
back there.
Wouldn't be great show content.
Yeah.
Big cemetery
You got
back
a whole
there.
Cemetery backyard, you know?
No, we don't.
I'm
we
just
have
joking.
Boxes of ashes.
That's what's worse? Why would you say that? A box of ashes laying around the house.
If I remember selling the house someday, and back here's the pet cemetery.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, it's half the yard.
I think that's probably more common than we think. I think there's probably lots of people that bury their animals in the backyard type of thing.
For those that don't know why James really knows all this information, James and Julie are mom and son, by the way.
Yeah, true. Hey, okay? They're breaking news.
I broke some news there, yeah. If you didn't know that. I've had people ask me that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so, I know.
Yeah, I mean, I've had people ask me, too, at the front desk.
Yes.
But, yeah.
It's the only mom and
son. That's funny. People pick up on
mother-son duo.
The only mother and son duo.
On radio.
On radio right now.
Is that a fact?
Yes.
Really?
Wow. Yes. How'd you find that out?
Yeah, how'd you find that out?
I surveyed some folks.
Wow. Look at us.
Yeah.
No one knows anything. Our dead animals in the backyard. Box of ashes laying around. We're probably going to be investigated for this.
If the police come knocking on can we see your pet
They're
cemetery,
all pets. Julie? Okay, relax.
So, just wanted to pass that information on for people that might be going.
Oh, we're the only one.
Just to re-clarify, they are not buried in the backyard.
How does he know that? No, okay, just they're not buried. We want to do that.
That we know of.
Speaking of animals, security camera in California captured a cat named Mama defending herself against a coyote, swiping at it.
Cats are crazy.
Cats are scary.
Yeah.
Cats, no kidding.
Go up against a feral cat when,
They're swipers.
Yeah.
I read somewhere that they have like...
I'd rather go against the coyote.
I read somewhere that they have... If I remember reading this correctly, they have like a faster reaction time than like a cobra. Like a cobra striking, they have like fast enough reflexes to be able to swipe away at it as it strikes, which is crazy. That's like really fast.
Well, yeah. And sometimes we would get feral cats, and I'm sure they still do at the shelter.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have them in a box because they feel secure in there and they can come out. But when you're trying to...
coax them.
Yeah, when they're truly feral, they're a force.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway.
Those claws will dig
That comes
you.
From the former director of the dog and cat shelter.
Yeah.
Yes.
True.
Yeah, and we would usually re-release them to be barn cats or something.
Sure.
But
all right.
Sure, they still do.
Can you tell she's got a love of animals?
Love
of animals. No, why are you sorry? Nothing wrong with that. Okay, we were talking about food. Remember checking expiration dates and all that sort of thing?
God, it was forever ago.
I remember. It wasn't that long ago,
Yeah, it was all but 2 minutes ago. Why do onions make you cry?
They release a defensive toxin or something like
when
that.
When you cut into an onion, you release a sulfur compound.
Yeah, there you go.
That warps upwards to your eyes. And when that sulfur compound reacts with the moisture in your eyes, it begins to burn.
Mm-hmm. Causes tears.
Creating the tears.
Okay, so here's a question for ophthalmologists out there. My eyes don't burn when I'm wearing my contacts.
When you cut into onions?
Yeah.
That's probably, they kind of work as like a defensive shield. I got a plan for you.
Yeah.
When you're wearing contacts, do a staring contest. And I'm telling you, you'll last longer than if you weren't wearing contacts.
Because
your eyes don't dry out as fast.
Huh.
Okay.
Yeah, but if it reacts with the moisture, then you'd think I'd be crying real bad.
Right.
With contacts in.
Right, but you have a cover over your eyes. You literally, your glass, but it's not like going directly into your eye. It's going onto the contact.
Okay.
All right.
I would think. I don't know nothing. When it comes to that. I'm just guessing.
He's just throwing stuff out there.
I throw stuff out into the wind because it sounds right.
I thought we could Google it.
Here's one for you. How do you get rid of garlic breath?
Ooh.
Gum.
Lemon
juice.
Hmm.
Parsley.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, parsley.
Spinach.
Ooh.
Green tea.
Okay.
But really, it depends on... how much garlic you have.
Yeah, exactly.
You auto-gas it.
If you're slamming garlic at lunch, it's on you. I mean.
Yeah, no kidding.
Choose something else.
Why toothpaste messes with your taste buds?
Is this a true or false question?
No. Oh. Pretty much everyone knows not to drink orange juice after brushing your teeth.
Yeah.
Most people don't realize that the reason orange juice tastes sour is because the sodium sulfate that makes toothpaste forms foam. Also blocks the taste buds.
These are a bunch of chemistry questions you're asking us.
I know.
Pretty sure that's how they made sour warheads.
I didn't take chemistry in high school. I don't know any of these. Sodium sulfate you're hitting us with? I don't know what that is.
Blocks your taste buds and your ability to perceive sweetness.
Hmm.
Now we're going to draw the compound formula for sodium sulfate.
So, where did pound cake get its name?
Ooh. Where did
It's
in the 1700s.
I've heard this. I don't remember what it is, but I've heard this before.
It's made with lard.
Pound cake was named.
Because it cost a pound.
Because 1 pound of flour, 1 pound of butter,
that's right.
1 pound sugar, 1 pound eggs. 1 pound of eggs? Wow, that's a lot of eggs.
And they would make a
That's a lot
big,
of sugar,
a big
Bob.
Vat.
I know. 1 pound of sugar.
1 pound of sugar.
Now I want to try to make a cake with that.
You're going to make pound cake
with
it? Oh, my
God. That's a...
Oh, will ya?
When can you do, when
you
can you
do
that?
Yeah, I want to do it.
When can you do it?
That's going to take a lot. Do we have the space for that?
Yeah,
and I know she has no
week.
Time to do it.
Rain check on that
weekend.
One.
This weekend?
Yeah.
So you can maybe bring it in on Monday?
Sure.
You sure?
Okay. I'll test it.
All right. We'll all test it. Next Monday.
Yep.
Pound Cake Monday.
Well, now you're holding yourself to it.
Julie.
Okay.
All right. You're listening to KROE Sheridan, 8 o'clock. Fox News on the way. Swap Shop, 8 o'clock hour. Good morning. No risk guarantee.